With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. While President Biden mumbled and fumbled over his words Thursday night, House Speaker Mike Johnson says former President Donald Trump showed why he should be in the White House again.
I think on every metric of performance, President Trump obviously did much better. He was right on the issues. He showed the temperament, the stamina, the mental acuity that is necessary to do this really important job at this really important time.
And Speaker Johnson says there was a stark contrast between the two candidates.
I think what everybody has seen now with their own two eyes, what they've all witnessed in an almost surprising fashion for some, I'm not sure why it was surprising to them because we've been saying this for a long time, but there was only one man on that stage who was capable and qualified of being elected president in the next term, and his name is Donald J. Trump.
Meanwhile, there are growing calls from both sides of the aisle for President Biden to step down. Also at SRNnews.com, humanitarian aid for Gaza slowly beginning to move, even as a U.S.-built pier awaits reconnection due to bad weather.
Millions of pounds in aid had been piled up at a United States-built pier off Gaza's coast, and it will now be distributed to warehouses in the besieged territory. It's an important step as the U.S. considers whether to reconnect the pier, whose functioning has been challenged by heavy seas. It's not clear when the aid might reach Palestinians in Gaza, where experts have warned of a high risk of famine in the war between Israel and Hamas. Meanwhile, the U.S. has presented new language to intermediaries in Egypt and Qatar aimed at trying to jumpstart stalled Israel-Hamas ceasefire negotiations. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
More than 200 firefighters battling a blaze northeast of Phoenix. Dozens of residents already evacuated. This is SRN News. Israelis seeking the gospel.
Jews for Jesus reports a spike in the number of people from Israel requesting copies of the New Testament in the wake of last fall's devastating terrorist attacks by Hamas. Jews for Jesus Executive Director Aaron Abramson tells the Christian Post that the attacks rattled a lot of Israelis, making them ask bigger questions about life and spirituality. Jews for Jesus has offices in Israel and has been providing relief for the victims of Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group that tracks anti-Semitism in Germany says it recorded an overall increase of more than 80% in incidents last year. More than half of the total coming after Muslim terrorists attacked Israel last October. Nearly 4,800 anti-Semitic incidents in Germany in 2023 have been recorded. This is SRN News. Democrats in California have agreed to delay a minimum wage increase.
The move is to help balance the budget. Healthcare workers were supposed to see a raise on July 1st. Now their pay will increase on October 15th if state revenues in the first 3 months of the fiscal year are 3% above expectations. If that doesn't happen, the increase would start in January. The delay is part of an agreement to close an estimated $46.8 billion budget deficit this year. Lawmakers will likely vote on the budget proposal next week. John Scott reporting.
A judge has acquitted 28 people accused of money laundering in an international case known as the Panama Papers. Among those acquitted, Jürgen Mossack, the co-founder of a law firm, authorities say, was at the center of a conspiracy to hide money linked to a number of illegal activities. More details at SRNnews.com.